Okay, let's get into the next parak, Tehillim, Parak Tzadi Beis, Parak Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the third Mizmar that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. This Mizmar talks about Tzadik V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo, recognizing that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach. The Malbim says that the topic of this Mizmar is Shir Hazeh Yidaber Mehashkachas Hashem Be'olamo. This year talks about the Hashkacha of Hashem in his world. Shahagam Shenire, Shakal Noeg Al Pia Teva, even though everything looks like Teva, Bikomakom Ayin Maskil Yire Bo Hashkachas Hashem. But a thoughtful, piercing eye will realize Hashem is involved. V'yabit on Sheha Rishaim Ugmola Sadikim. And they'll see, even if it's not present, but in the future they'll realize the Gumol for the Tzadikim and the punishment for the Rishaim. Hagam Shashem Histir Hashkachaso Me'in Hahamon. Laman yiye makom lebechira, even though Hashem hid his hashkacha so that this place for bechira chavshis, v'ya'an sheyom hashabbos hu edus al ha'anhaga hashkachis, and since Shabbos is edus on Hashem being involved in the world, v'sha'olam lo nimsa lo ala teva v'amikre, and the world was just not given over to nature, l'chein es yaseid shir zeh liyom hashabbos. That's why this shir was connected to Shabbos, because it's the day that reflects Hashem's Hashkacha. Right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, says, why is this the Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umenucha? Really, it's about Olam Haba. Right? Shabbos here is Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umenucha, Yom Shekulo Aruch. That's the connection. Shabbos here really means Olam Haba. But as we said, I think in the last year already, but we'll mention it again, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's comment that what does this have to do with Shabbos? This is one of the mizmorim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that they used to study on Shabbos. Because the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that got them the day of Shabbos. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was young, in the early years, he went to Paro and said, Paro, I don't understand. You want these people to serve you for a long time? Give them a day off. If you don't give them a day off, they're all going to die. And they're not going to make it. Says, right, this is in Parsha Aleph in Shmos. Chavches. Mat Mishi Ishlo Eved, Mayarbis of Losan, Ra Shein Lahem Minucha, Halacha Bar Omar the Paro. Moshe goes to Paro, Mishi Ishlo Eved, Emeno Nach, Yom Echad Bishavu, who mays? Veilu Avadecha, Emena Tameniach Lahem Yom Echad Bishavu, hey maysim. Amar lo, Lech Vaselan, Kamoshe Tomar, good idea. Halach Moshe, Vitikin Lahem is Yom Shabbos, Lanuach. He gave them Shabbos, and then Moshe gave them scrolls to study. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said last time. What kind of scrolls? He gave them this Perek. Mizmar Shalom Shabbos, which is all about Tzadik V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo, and don't worry, the Tzadikim are going to have it in the end. Wonderful times, and the Rishon are going to get it. Also, you might say Sefer Eov, with Moshe, according to one opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that. That was one of the scrolls. So these are all the Megillos that they studied on Shabbos in Mitzrayim to give them Chizuk, that it's all going to be okay. Some say that this Mizmar goes all the way back to Adam HaRishon. And then it came to Moshe. If you look in the Pirkei Derbi Eliezer, Pirkei Derbi Eliezer in Perek Yutes, Ubizchus Yom HaShabbos Nitzal Adam Medina Shal Gehenem, V'ra Adam Kocha Shal Shabbos, Omar, Lo Lechinam Berech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ata Shabbos V'Kidosh Oso. Not for nothing did Hashem give a bracha to Shabbos. Hizchil Mishorer U'Mizamer Liyom HaShabbos. He started to sing. Shenemar Mizmar Shalem HaShabbos. Adam started to sing about Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, HaMizmar HaZeh Adam HaRishon Amro, V'Nishkach B'Chol HaDoros. It was forgotten. Ad Sheba Moshe V'Chidsho. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and was Mechadesh. This Mizmar Shenemar, Mizmar Shalem HaShabbos. And then the Pirkei Derbi Eliezer goes through basically every pasuk in the Perek. Adam HaRishon Amar, B'Yilmadu Kol HaDoros. It's great to do tshuva, tov lahodos l'Hashem, lahodos that Hashem accepted my tshuva. And the Medrash, the Pirkei Derbi Eliezer, continues talking about each of these psukim. So let's get back to the parak. Again, this familiar parak that we're all familiar with. We say it every Shabbos. Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And again, as we said, Shabbos here either means literally Shabbos, and then we talk about why, what does it have to do with Shabbos? Maybe you get to have menucha and you get to think about these things on Shabbos. Like the Rabbi Yaakov says, even in Mitzrayim, these are the scrolls that they studied, these messages on Shabbos, or the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Shekulo Shabbos. It's really what message is, I'll just read you the lashon from the Gemara inside, b'shviha yo'omrim mizmar shliyam shabbos liyom shekulo shabbos. To the day that is, that's what we think about. When we say this on Shabbos, Shabbos, the Rashi says, sha'asid ha'olam liot charev ve'ein adam v'chol malachos shofthos kal oso yom omrim shir shol shabbos. Right, because that's going to be a Shabbos in the future. Good. So that's Mizrach Shulam Shabbos. Tov lehodos l'Hashem. Again, every pasuk we could have a whole shiur on. Tov lehodos l'Hashem. The medrash that says that all of these 11 prakim are connected a different shevet. This parak is connected Yehuda because Tov lehodos l'Hashem says the Radak. Tov lehodos l'Hashem. Yom Hashabbos who Tov lehodos l'Hashem Mishar Yimei Hashavua. It's a day that to give more. To be moda, ki adam panui bo mi iskei ha'olam v'nishmaso zacha mitirdas haguf. That's a day that we're not focused, we're not consumed by all the things that we do in the world, and our neshama is pure from tirdas haguf u'misasekes b'chachma u'ba'avodas ho'elokim, and we can be involved in chachma and avodas Hashem. That is what it's about. Interesting, the Gemara in Beitza Daf Tezayin says that we're on every Shabbos we're given a neshama yisera. A neshama yisera. What exactly is the neshama yisera? So if you look at Rashi there on Daf Tezayin, in Maseches Beitza, at the beginning of the second parak, Rashi says neshama yisera is rochav lev lemenucha ulesimcha, a wideness of heart for menucha and simcha, volios pasuach lervacha. Sounds like we have a certain serenity. V'yochal v'yishte v'inafsha katze elav. And we eat and drink, and we don't become disgusted from it. Sounds like physical. Sounds like there's something special about the ingredients and the taste of Shabbos. That is how Rashi seems to say it. But if you look in the Eben Ezra on Chumash, and if you look in the Shin Mekubetzes on that the Gemara Neshama Yaseira Pirish Va'alzeh Chal Alav Shefa Eloki V'Seichel Yoser La'asok BaTorah U'La'ayin B'Mayaseh Hashem. Sounds like a more spiritual potential that there is, and that's what the Radak seems to say here. Radak seems to say it's about the spiritual possibilities that we have on Shabbos. So that's Tov Lehodos L'Hashem. The Radak says, especially on Shabbos, Ula Zamir L'Shem Chayon, to sing out to Hashem, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha Ve'Emunascha B'Leilos, to say your Chesed in the morning and your Emuna at night. Many Mefarshim, many Sfarim just explain that nighttime symbolizes darkness, symbolizes galus. We have to recognize Hashem is in charge both the good times and the not good times. L'hagid b'boker chastecha, to remember that even in the boker, when everything's going great, it's not kochi v'osem yadi, right? It's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hagid b'boker chastecha. B'boker, even in then, you have to remember, it's chesed of Hashem. Chastecha. Ve'emunascha balelos. And the emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu balelos, the emuna at night. Because you don't feel the chesed at darkness at night, but it's the emunascha balelos. So we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. I saw a mashal that is given by one of the mefarshim, the Kemoti Shel Harav. They quote this, they quote the mashal that imagine, he says, somebody is coming to see his good friend, but he puts on a mask. He puts on a mask, a very scary mask. When his friend sees him with a scary mask, he jumps and he's very scared. But the second that he knows that it's his friend wearing the mask, then he's okay. Even though there's the mask on, I realize it's my friend underneath, so I'm not going to be so nervous. He says, that's the quotes there from that's the mashal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mask is a tzara. So we have this tzara and it's very scary and we don't know what's going to be. But if we know Hashem is under the mask, we know it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Verega sha'adam bal shuv lidei ha'akara ha'amitis sha'bori yispar achu amanig labira. I realize he's in charge, and there's a reason for everything that happens. Shuv ein tzorach yosrim biyisurim v'tzaros sha'aruoso. I don't have to get so excited and so nervous. U'meila ein lo b'malafachid. That's the message of the mask. He says it later on a pasuk later on in the parak, but that fits in here too. That the emunas chabaleos. We have to remember the emuna even at night. Alei asar va'alei navel. Alehi Gayon Bechinar. On the Asar is a musical instrument with 10 strings. Ale Novel, different type of musical instruments. Alehi Gayon Bechinar. All of these are meant to play music to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? On all of these, we'll sing to Hashem with all of these instruments. The Rav Zevin, I saw, has a Dover Nifla in Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, where he says, He discusses there that we know the pasuk says shlamim by shlamim lertzonchem tizbachuhu. Shlamim, you have to make sure it's l'shem shemayim lertzonchem. Really, it's every karban. Lo b'shlamim bilvad tzorcha karban yel lertzonchem. It's not just shlamim, but every karban needs it. But why does it say it by shlamim? Because it's plainship of seven. To have a ola lishma, okay, mela. That's not so hard. It's like what they say. It's harder to eat on Erev Yom Kippur lishma than to fast on Yom Kippur lishma. To fasting? Of course. Why else are you fasting? You're doing lishma. But eating on Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to do that lishma? That's a little harder. So by a carbon ola, which is kula lashem, the ein labailim boklum, it's not such a chiddush to say that, oh, it has to be lishma. By a shlamim, where the bailim eat the basar, and just the emurim are hukav on the mizbeach, so then you need a special warning that you have to do it lertzonchem. What does that have to do with this? So he says also, basar ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. The world was created with 10 ma'amaros, and the goal of life was the Aseres HaDibros, was Maamad Har Sinai. But you can't have one without the other. If you don't have a world, then the Aseres HaDibros are meaningless, because the goal of the world is for human beings, right? Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli, for human beings to sanctify the world. But a world without the Aseres HaDibros is also meaningless. You need both. Avagama Saras Adibras Bali Asar Mamaros Ain Lahemachiza. Lodin Atarla Malachesharis. Ha'ar Tsarach Lekli Kadesha Yuchal His Kayim. And therefore he says we have to, Hashem needs the physical world in order for the spiritual realm, the Torah, to flourish. Hamatara Tachlis Hiefo Chibur Aseras Hadibras and Asar Mamaros. So the goal is to combine and to connect the Aseres HaDibros with the 10 Ma'amaros, like a Shlamim. Like a Shlamim, some goes to Hashem, some goes to the Kohen, some goes to the Bailim. When they're connected, that's the goal. Iker Rabusa, Huksha Osek, Basar Ma'amaros, Ba'olam, the Iker Chidush, is when you're Osek in the Asar Ma'amaros, in the Aseres HaDibros. And that's the Chidush of Shlamim. So, and then he says, what does it say in the future? By La'asilavo, La'asilavo, there's going to be a kinar of 10 strings. Ali Asar va'Ali Navel, because you're going to take the ultimate synthesis of this world and the spiritual world. That's the 10 that's being referred to here. Ali Asar va'Ali Navel, Ali Gemakar. Now we continue. Kisi Machtani Hashem b'Falecha, Hashem, you have made me happy with all of your actions. B'Maase Yodecha Aranin, I'm going to sing Ma Godlu Masech Hashem. Every one of these psukim get a whole shiur. How awesome are your ma'asim? Ma'od Amku Machshavosecha. How deep are your thoughts? So first, Magalu Masech Hashem, right? Hashem's actions. The Rambam and Yisrael Torah Beis. Rambam said, just looking around, we are awed by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If there's any perek that we need to quote as Rambam, it's this one, right? Magalu Masech Hashem. What did the Rambam say? Bishashi is bonin ha'adam b'maisav ubruav haniflaim hagdolim. When a person looks around at Hashem's actions, v'yira me'em chachmaso she'ein la'erech v'loketz, and he sees there's no limit. There's no, in both in width and depth, there's no way to plumb these depths. Miyadu oevu mishabeach. Umifar umisavetai v'gadola. Leid Hashem agadol, we're pulled and we need to be with Hashem. Kamo shamar David, samanafshi lelukim lekolchai. We have a thirst. Ukshemachashi b'dvarim helu atzman. And the Rama himself says, as we think about these things exactly, miyad, immediately, hunir talachorav. The yorav yifachin. At the same moment that we have ava, we have Yira, and we jump back. V'odeyashu bir yiktana shvela afela omeid b'das kala m'uta ofeitzmim deos. What a lashon. K'mo shamar David, ki era shemecha ma enosh ki tizkerenu v'chulu. Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem, by looking at the world. Right? The Rambam says, Avat Hashem, you get through Torah and get through looking at the world. That's the Rambam. So, magalu masech Hashem. Right? The Mishnah in Masech Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, everyone else who makes a stamp of something, everything looks the same. But Hashem's actions are unbelievable. Lahagid gdulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, she'adam toveya kamad matbeos b'chosam echad, a person has a stamp, you have a stamp, you stamp it, it's the same thing. U'melech malchi amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tova kol adam b'chosamo shel adam harishon, we are all following adam harishon, ve'edechad mehem dom malach avero. And nobody looks alike. Everybody is their own world. L'ficha kol echad ve'echad chayev lomar, b'shvili nivra ha'olam. For me, b'shvili, but that's magadu ma'asecha Hashem. And then we have the second half of the pasuk, ma'od amku machshavosecha. How deep are your thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How deep are your thoughts? Rav Hirsch says, we think about the world, and the world is unfathomable. We can't fathom the world, like the Rambam just says. But there's something even deeper than the world, and that's the thoughts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the world. Ma'od amku machshev osecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts are beyond anything that we can imagine, says the says Rav Hirsch. The scope of all that God has wrought in both nature and history reaches far beyond any existing human conception of wisdom and might. That's the world. But surpassing even this in grandeur is the profundness of God's thoughts, which are at the basis of all the phenomena of nature and all the events of history. These thoughts are the consequences, aims, purposes, and intentions. The thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are even deeper. We can't even imagine it, right? We can't fathom it. Say, the Baruch Chaim quotes from the Altar of Slobodka. He says, sometimes people will stay up all night trying to figure out why the Rambam left out a certain halacha. Ahashmatas HaRambam, he'll leave, and he can't figure it out, Sarachian. I know there's a reason why the Rambam left it out, but okay. And what about if Hashem left something out? That I have, why do you leave it out? And I don't accept no for an answer. It says, Me'ata madua al-rechush al-sharen yani, O Lam Shekadosh Baruch Hu, b'chod v'atzmo hishmit mimcha yishla tainus. You don't have any tainus on the Rambam. I'm trying to figure out the Rambam. Okay, gotta try to figure out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Ma'od Amku Machshav Osecha. His Machshavas are Amkus. I think I once saw, there was Bnei Yisachar, I don't remember who said it, that we know that in Kabbalah, the Shalosh Shudis time is called Ravin de Ravin, the Rutzon of the Rutzon. What does that mean? The Rutzon of the Rutzon. And it's a special Ace Rutzon at Shalosh Shudis time. I think I once saw, I think I wrote this in the Bencher, and that is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right before that, there was a machshava kaviyachot to create the world. There was machshava to create, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, there was a machshava to create. The world was created on day one, obviously, by the Yom Echad. And Shalosh Shudis is the moment right before the first day of creation, right before Sunday. So that moment is the Ratzon that was conceptually, the Ratzon to have the Ratzon to create the world. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Ratzon to create the world, then the world went into existence. So Shalosh Shudis is the last moments of the previous week. It's like the Ratzon of the Ratzon. That's Mod Amku Machshav Osecha. Ishbar lo yeduch selo yavin azos. Right? A foolish people won't understand the following of Tzadik Varal or Rosh HaVetovlo. Before HaKadosh Kamo Esev, V'yatzitzo Kapoli Oven, when the Rishayim sprout, they said, no, lihisham de medayad. They're being lifted up to be then destroyed. V'yatamarom la'olam Hashem. Hashem, you are up high. Kino evecha Hashem, kino evecha yovedu. Right? Your enemies will be lost. Yispardu kopali oven. All of those that go against you will be scattered. V'atarim kir'im karni. And you lift up my karen. Balosi b'shemen ra'anan. You have satiated and saturated me with delicious oil. V'tabet ini b'shurai. I see my enemies. Ba'kamim alai mereim tishmana azna. I know you hear my voice. And then we have the last couple of psukim. The Radak says all of these are about the future. Olam haba. Different stages. Tzadik katamar yefrach ke'erez ba'avonon yisgat. Tzadik is like a tamar, like a palm tree, and an erez like a cedar tree. There are sources, Tainus Daf Chaf Hei, the Medrash Rabbah and Breishis, that discuss why an erez and why a tamar, each of them have milus and chisronos. And don't think there's any chisronos, because there's a tzadik as compared to the other one that has the mila. One of the mefarshim, they'll point out, Hashem compare us to a tree that has no chisronos? Because everybody has chisronos. But it's the milas that outweigh. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But the tzaddik is like the tamar and the eris. Shesulim beveis Hashem, planted in the house of Hashem, b'chatzos elokeinu yafrichu. If the Bali Musar, if we're planted in the house of Hashem, then even when we spread out, yafrichu will still blossom. But the roots have to be in the beis Hashem whenever we go out anywhere. But our roots are in the Beis Hashem. B'chatzos Elokeinu Yafrichu. I saw also in the Kamotzi Shal Rav, quoting from the Beis Medrash of the Chasam Sofer, and it's Kedarka Bakodesh, that this is him. Shusul Beveis Hashem. If we're shusul in the Beis Hashem, we're worried about ourselves, our own learning. And let's say you go out then. Like sometimes a teacher, a Rebbe, has to sacrifice, in quotes, from his own time to teach others. Maybe he can't get as high himself. So that's what it says. Shusul Beveis Hashem. You're in the house of Hashem. And then you go out, yafricho, you cause others to blossom. You think that's going to cause you problems? Od yenuvun b'seva. The shein and v'ranan in you. You will be dashein. You will be satiated. You will be saturated. Be full. right? That's the Hemshech of the Psukim. Like the Chassam Sofer writes in his Hakdama to Yerodeya called the Pituche Chosam, the godless of Avram Avinu, wasn't that he reached his own spiritual heights, like Chanoch, but that he taught everybody else. And even if it cost him certain levels, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. You can't lose. You can't lose by teaching Torah to others. And ultimately, the final line, Ki Yashar Hashem, Hashem is straight. Even though there's a lot to, on the surface that looks like it's not understandable, Yashar, Suri, Velo Avlasavo, Hashem is my rock, Velo Avlasa, there's no crookedness in him. Refer says, it's the Korean Laksiv, Avlasa is really all Lasa, from the word Ela, cause. Ultimately, the cause of everything is me. I cause all of the actions and reactions from up high. So it's the Ela, which shows, it works well with the, there's no Avlasa, there's nothing crooked. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, Mizbar Shil Yom HaShabbos.